Hello and welcome to the Cult of Tea and Dice. I'm Hardwick and this is episode 477 and session 5, I believe, of Star Wars Red Blades. We have some players around the table. We will start with Loka.
Good evening, I am Loka Centaurus, and consciousness permitting, I will be playing the 12th Brother, a Miraluka Inquisitor.
And then we've got Blooded.
I am Bloodied, and I will be playing the 17th Brother, who is a very, very, very angry little Ewok.
And then we've also got Bubbles with us today.
Hello, my name is Bubbles. I am playing Inquisitor number 13, who specializes in psychometry.
And Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing the 19th Brother, who is a Kamasi Force Rager.
Okay, so we last did this like in December.
it's been.
I'm
a
so glad
time.
It has actually been that long because I'd completely forgotten.
So it has been a while. So does anyone want to have a go at a recap?
We were in a cavern, and we were basically chopping our way through a load of, I want to say, clones who were trying to kill us with various blasters and heavy weaponry. I think we'd gone through a big door under a farm, and then they tried to kill us, and we'd horribly, horribly murderated a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we were going down a tunnel after getting past those guys. I don't know. I can't remember if that fight has finished or if we're still in the middle of that fight. Meanwhile, the 13th sister is busy screwing us all over. Because it turns out...
Well, attempting to,
yeah,
anyway.
Attempting to. she'd gone to where the Jedi were hanging out, the Jedi temple-y thing. And I've gone there and gone, hey, guys, you might want to go hide because there's a load of Inquisitors coming. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. There's like a farmhouse with people underneath. And the 13th sister was like, oh, shit, that'd be the farmhouse they've all gone to. Well, bollocks, I better try and get there before this big dust storm gets there. And I think she was heading towards the farm.
Yeah, I think I possibly was. Maybe.
Yeah, so you'd spoken to the guys that were trying to escape, and I believe you were heading towards the farm where the other inquisitors told you that they'd found an entrance to this cavern. In the cavern, I believe there are two guys left in the main cavern, and then there's a doorway out the other end.
We haven't made it to that doorway then. Right.
You haven't made it to the door yet. There are still two guys left.
Was one of them using a heavy weapon?
One of them was in like a little, like, kind of gun emplacement nest with the like a heavy-ish kind of cannon thing. But if we start with the 13th sister, you've got about 10 minutes. You think 10 or 15 minutes until the storm gets to you.
Okay. I haven't made it to the what's it yet, have I?
So you took the speeder bike up to the shrine.
Yeah.
You have to run back.
Yes, because I gave them the speeder, didn't I?
You gave them the speeder so they could get away.
Okay.
So yeah, it takes you about 5 minutes to do a like quick Jedi run. And you come to like a little cluster of farm buildings. It's pretty obvious your brothers have been here. They're not exactly
messy.
You
know, there's a roof over there that's got a hole in it. Some doors are like trashed open and things thrown around.
Okay.
So it's quite easy to find out where they went. You go into the farmhouse and there's like a little living room, and then there's a little like kitchen bit,
yeah,
and then in the floor there's like under a rug, or where there was a rug, There's a like a trap door.
Okay, I'm going to go down the trap door.
Okay.
Because I'm still very acutely aware there's a sandstorm behind me.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take you too long to walk down a thin tunnel to start with, and then it opens out into quite a large cavern.
Mm-hmm.
There is a few bodies strewn about down the sides, and at the far end you can see, well, one small figure and two larger figures, and there appears to be some fight still happening.
Okay, do they seem fully distracted by said fight?
They are fully engaged with the fight at the moment, yes.
Okay. Can I just... Is it obvious that everyone down that tunnel is dead?
I mean, you can... As you move through, if you want to, you can check to see if they're still...
Please.
Okay. Do you want to...
You're going to ask me to roll and I haven't got any dice out because I'm a twat and I haven't played for that long that my brain is just not working.
Dice, oh my God.
Why would I need dice to play a tabletop RPG? Like, what is this? Can you remind me what dice I'm going to need, please?
Four fate dice or four d6s if you don't have them.
Thank you.
d6s, 1 to 2 counts as minus, 3 to 4 counts as nothing, and 5 to 6 counts as positive.
Perfect. Sorry, I really should have done this beforehand. Okay. So what do you want to roll?
Roll four of those dice.
If you want to roll this, I mean, I would have thought you'd be... Well, you can either go for sneaky or you could go for careful. I mean, are you looking for anything else or are you just concerned about the people?
Yeah, I just want to see if they're alive or not.
Right, okay.
So either sneaky or careful. Would I get my +2 for trying to cover my tracks, or is that pushing it a little bit?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's...
Okay. So 5 and 6 were +1 and 2 were minus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 5.
Okay. Well, it looks like that your brothers have done quite a good job.
Okay.
Statement.
I just wanted to double check. I was pretty sure they probably would all be dead, but you never know.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look like anyone is there to be saved.
Okay. How close are they to finishing their fight? Do they look like it's going to be a little while, or?
It looks like there are at least two different people that they're fighting.
Okay.
So, do you want to? Are you going to move up to them straight away and go? Join in, or are you going to hang back for a minute?
I'm going to hang back and then kind of come in just as they finish, like act like I've only just got there.
Right, okay.
Because I don't want to kill any innocent people today at the moment, unless I can help it.
Okay. The rest of you, I don't have the initiative order from last time, so do you want to roll?
I mean, can do. I think it was actually bloodied me than Loka. I seem to remember it being that way, but we can roll anyway.
That's about right.
Quick. I managed to get 2.
Is it always quick? I guess it would be. Quick. Yeah, I have 1 in that, so that's a 2.
I got a 1 in total.
Right.
Which of us has the higher quick?
You do. Oh, no, I do. I've got +2, you've got +1.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's me first, then Loka, then the one, I believe.
Okay, so I believe you were fighting...
I was on top of a barricade, and I was fighting somebody who had been shooting at, I think, the Ewok.
Yep, okay.
And then I think the Ewok... was heading towards the heavy gunner.
Yeah, that definitely sounds like what I would be doing.
Yeah.
So I believe the 12th brother has just let off a flash grenade
mm-hmm.
into the nest of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So you're stood on the top. What do you want to do?
Well, unfortunately. When we came into this farm, the Force told me to kill, 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 murder, So I kind of don't have a choice. The person who is below me is going to get murder, killed. I'm just going to basically wail on him with a double-bladed lightsaber. Because that's okay. Kind of all I... That's the only option I really have. Because the Force won't let me do anything else. Holy shit. Right, I am going to tag claws on the outside, fire on the inside, because I'm not taking a 1 from my highest stat. No, I am taking a 1 from my highest stat, and those dice are going away.
Oh, it's going to be one of those, is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be one of those. It's always one of those when I'm rolling fate dice, unfortunately. Problem is, I can only really roll them on the table, so I can't on the book, because if I roll them on the table, they're very loud!
Hmm.
But that was a much better roll, so I might just have to put up with it. But yeah, I get 1.
Okay. The guy is kind of manages to like do a backwards roll away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But because he was on like a heavy weapon, he doesn't actually have a weapon now.
Oh dear. How awful.
So he can't do anything apart from that in return. Loka, you're in the other heavy weapon kind of emplacement area.
Okay. Am I behind the barricade, or have I slipped it through the gun slit, or what? Been a while.
Yeah, so it's like a three-sided, like, sandbag affair.
Okay. And
I don't think you got round the end, but you tried to throw the flashbang inside, but it kind of bounced on the corner.
Okay. I am going to take this opportunity to try and go around the side whilst they're trying to work out where the hell that came from.
Okay, no problem.
And if at all possible, I want to stab them up from behind.
Yep, you can do that action as well.
Given that I am attempting to sneak around, can I call sneaky on that?
I mean, you have just lobbed a flashbang in there. So I'm not sure it's...
Okay. Clever, also an option because I'm trying to be tactical.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. The dice, they say a total of 0. Right. Great. I wish I could dice jail these, but it's a web thing. Because you...
Let's jail the entire internet.
Let's demand new. Yeah. Okay, was this... were you just doing like a swing with your lightsaber or what?
So this was attempting to go around the back and basically activate my sword through them. Apparently I missed.
Yeah, so you managed to get round there, but he's dodged out the way. Little cute Ewokie.
Yes.
What do your red eyes see?
What do my red eyes see? Well, they see something I want to kill.
Are you going in after Mordrigan?
Yep, I'm going in after him, and I'm gonna just hopefully there's still something there for me to kill. Preferably as brutally as possible.
Okay, yep. I can't remember if you were around the side of the barricade or... But it's close enough that you can get round anyway.
Yeah, I'll sort of pivot round on it and just slash at the guy's, like, thighs.
Okay, well he is kind of on the ground because he's just kind of rolled away from...
Oh, right.
...from Mordrigan, and he's... without a weapon at the moment.
Okay, well, I you know, I have no standards on that front, so I will just try and just... I will go forceful on this. I'll use forceful.
Okay.
So that's 2, roll the dice. That comes to a total of 0. Oh, dear.
Excellent. Well, the guy in front of you is scrabbling for a weapon, but doesn't manage to grab hold of one. But he does manage to just, like, jink out the way.
Ah, darn it.
Bubbles, was there anything you wanted to do, or are you still hanging back?
I feel like I kind of want to make a flashy entrance as well.
Well, you can take us all on if you want.
I'm going to do that again.
Like I said, you could take us all on if you want.
I'd rather not die.
Yeah.
I mean, turning around and coming back in again and absolutely sounds like an inquisitor. It's like, I'm supposed to be big. I'm supposed to be impressive. If I make a goddamn flashy entrance, everyone will pay attention. Going to do this again. You will pay attention this time.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm going to go out and make some kind of flashy entrance because that might be enough to distract them to look behind at me. Because then if I make a flashy entrance, I can kind of go, well, I didn't know you were fighting someone. And the guys might run away.
I mean, that might work.
Yeah, do you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to try and make a really, really flashy entrance.
Okay.
Haven't quite decided how I'm going to do it yet, though.
All right, I'll come back to you then in the next round, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back to Mordrigan.
Well, you know that guy who scurried away from me and jinked out of the way of the Ewok?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like he's going to have to die. However,
you obviously want to get there before the Ewok.
Well, I was already fighting this guy, so why not? But I tell you what. I'm going to, instead of just trying to murder him, I'm going to force jump over him and create an advantage against him of flanked, not least of all because if I create an advantage and get an extra attack for it, I deal him 2 points of damage anyway due to a stunt. So I'm going to leap into the air and go over him because I have the high ground. What would you consider that? I suspect it's probably flashy, which is a shame.
Oh, yeah, it is kind of flashy.
Okay. I'm going to go with flashy. Ah! The dice say zero, so I'm guessing no.
Yep, the guy is getting quite good at jinking out the way.
Yeah, I just sort of jump down off the thing and like rah, really incredibly craply.
Loka, see you next.
Has Bubbles made her entrance?
No, not yet.
No.
Okay. Yeah, in that case, I'm going to attempt to stab again.
Okay.
Oh, that's much better. That's suspicious. Well, it's a +4 on the dice.
Okay.
And I guess I'm trying to be careful about it so that I don't miss this time. So that's a total of 6.
Okay. The guy isn't as lucky as his buddy. And he still seems a bit confused from the light of the flashbang. And he kind of staggers into you. So you're able to just slash across his chest, makes a nasty hole.
Excellent. One less.
And he kind of falls onto the gun and then slides down to the floor.
Is there anyone else over this side?
No, the only guy left is one that the other two brothers are fighting.
Okay, I'll start heading over that way.
Okay. Blooded.
Okay, right. This guy is making us look stupid. That's not nice. So I'm going to switch from forceful to being quick, because clearly he's very nimble. So I'm gonna go for him as fast as I can in a flurry of red lightsaber slashing.
Okay.
And that actually ends up being a total of 3.
Okay. He is still on the ground, so you do manage to catch him on his arm, and then halfway into his chest.
Nice.
I mean, he's not completely dead, but he's kind of his arms not attached anymore and is not looking great. He is still trying to like move towards this gun, but it's really ineffective now. So it could be down to Mordrigan to finish him off.
I make my entrance now?
Oh, do you want to go now? Okay.
Yeah. Do you mind? Is that okay? I feel like I maybe ahead. Should have gone the other time, but I want to kind of throw my lightsaber like I'm. So it looks like I was aiming for the last remaining dude,
mm-hmm.
but I want to actually aim to miss him, it to fly past him, and then I want to use force to bring it back. Can I do that?
Yes, you can do that.
Okay. How do I do that?
Good question.
That's definitely going to be a flashy roll.
Crap, I've got nothing in flashy. Okay. This should be interesting. Okay. Come on, dice. I got 0. I'm assuming that doesn't work.
I mean, you can throw your lightsaber, but it doesn't actually reach to like where they are at the other end of the room. So
okay, fair.
Hopefully they haven't noticed.
Yeah. And I'm assuming the force is just an automatic thing to come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so it's Mordrigan now then.
I kill him, basically. I'm just going to wail on the guy. Oh, for the love of fuck. Those dice are getting in the bin. I get, on my highest stat, I get 1.
Right, okay. Well, that is enough to finish him off.
Damn it.
Okay.
You just basically have to thrust it into his chest and he's gone.
Mm-hmm. Once I finish him off, though, I don't stop moving. The force is very much in control at the moment, so I'm heading straight towards the door.
Right, okay, because there was one guy that ran away, you probably don't remember, but there was one guy who ran away.
Oh, well, then, where did he go?
He went out through that door.
Okay, well, I'm going towards the door.
Okay. What is everyone else doing at this point?
I might as well make my presence known this point.
I'm assuming I saw, given the way I was facing, the thrown lightsaber.
You wouldn't have seen her come in the first time, but because she ignited her lightsaber and tried to be flashy.
And failed.
You probably would have seen that, yeah.
Good of you to join us, sister. We have one on the run. And I'm now going to follow after Mordrigan.
Oh, I do love a good chase.
Oh, bloody, they're not giving you a head start. That's not fair.
But they're going to try and put me back in the box. Damn it.
I mean, if the Ewok is nearby and he doesn't start, like, force running, I am just going to grab him by the back of the uniform because that's going to be standard procedure.
Pretty much, yes.
Does he have a hand?
I'm just flailing.
He has a cunningly disguised one. It's like those short cape things, but it's actually structural.
Excellent.
This would make him the third character in a campaign that we've been involved in that had a handle on the back.
Handles are very handy.
Yeah.
We even built a tripod mount into one of them.
Okay. I must
think about it.
Dark Heresy. It was the enforcer, the Arbites. He kept fainting whenever there was trouble. So, we put a handle on his back so that we could pick him up and carry him. And then we thought, well, if he's going to faint, the soldier has this big crank cannon. So just make him a stand. So we did.
Oh, God.
It was amazing.
Amazing.
Yep.
And, very useful.
And then he got more willpower and stopped fainting.
I think they're chasing him.
Okay, the chase is on.
Do you want to run by yourself or do you want to be carried? I'm going to take that as carried.
He's growling.
Are you following up with them, 13th sister?
Yeah, may as well.
Okay. Let's see. So the 19th brother is at the front.
Mm-hmm.
So the corridor is just more kind of stone that's been, you know, kind of mined through, basically. It's nothing fancy. There are a couple of crates in here, but I'm assuming you're just heading for the other end of the corridor.
Well, that kind of depends. Is the force still saying murder, death, kill? Because if the force is still saying murder, death, kill, then yeah, I'm just heading on. I'm literally just going as fast as I can in a straight line until I find the next thing that needs to get killed.
I mean, there aren't any enemies. Well, actually, no, that's not true. There is one that you've seen. Do you want to make a roll?
What would it be?
Go for forceful.
Forceful? Oh. Let's see if the dice will let me. The dice say four.
Well, there's one still out there that can't get away.
Okay. Well, in that case, I better go and find them and kill them. So I'll head down this corridor as fast as I can.
Okay. As the rest of you follow behind him, are you all just carrying on after him, or is anyone stopping?
How big is this tunnel? Are we talking like five people across, three people across, one people across?
Probably about three people across.
Okay. Is there any way that I might be able to get a sniper shot off at the fleeing individual?
The fleeing individual is not actually in the corridor anymore.
Yeah, we can't see.
Okie dokie. I am just running there.
Okay. Anyone else doing anything before we get to the end?
No, I don't think so.
Nope. Okay. The door at the far end is closed.
I've got a lightsaber, right?
Yes, you do.
The door at the end is going to get repeatedly slashed until I can safely run clean through it.
Okay.
Slash.
It's nothing fancy. So, you know, if you do like two slashes in a cross,
mm-hmm.
you can then force it open.
Mm-hmm. I will do that then. One slash, two slash, run straight through.
It kind of leads to a little, porch area.
Porch?
It's like, there's a bit of a tunnel. Yeah, so there's a bit of a tunnel outside the door, and then it kind of leads up, back up into the, wherever you've come to.
Okay. Is there any sign of the bloke who's running off?
Not from here, but there is like a flight of seven or eight steps at the end of the...
Up we go.
Okay. Is everyone else following, or did anyone want to...
I'm following, and now that it's opened out, I am redeploying my plobe droids.
Your plobe droids? Your plobe droids?
Yeah, they're going to plobe everything.
Wow.
So that they can have a look around the area and get me a better idea of what's here, and whether or not somebody's hiding, are there escape vehicles we should be looking for, that sort of thing. Basically, if he's not directly in the path of Mordrigan's character, I want to know where he is so I can shoot the fucker.
Okay, there's quite a lot of interference.
I'm going to get a weather warning from them that there's a sandstorm.
Yeah, so it's very close behind you from where you've come from now. And it's starting to get a bit murky, I guess.
Okay. This sandstorm, does it look like something you could fly in? Or is it the sort of thing where everyone goes, no. Do you like having a flying machine? If you do, don't fly in that.
I mean, it depends how insane you are.
I mean, this is a guy who has four Inquisitors chasing him, so maybe that insane?
Maybe. I don't think you'd want to be like on a open, as in on a speeder bike going through it.
Right. But a spaceship might just do it, assuming it didn't choke the engines.
It's going to be safer, certainly, but it's still going to be difficult to navigate.
I'm going to relay that information through the comm channel we have.
There seems to be some interference on the comms channel too, but that's not due to the weather, you don't think?
Huh. And they might have a jammer. Wonderful. I want to get a good look around, well, in as much as a Miraluka can, but I want to get a good look around before I run into the front end of several starfighters or something.
Okay, well, you can get a bit of information. Your brother is heading up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, anyway.
Yeah.
If you send the probe kind of up to look over, not far from the top of the stairs is like the shrine that you saw.
Right.
Round the shrine, and it's like a stone kind of table almost. Around it, there seem to be quite a few crates of things, similar to what you found in the couple of the barns in the farm.
Right. All the stolen rations and whatnot.
Most of the crates weapons. Do have Imperial markings.
I think there were some empty weapon crates as well, weren't there?
Yep, there were, yep. But you don't see any people at the moment.
Hmm.
No people. Crates? Vehicles? Or spaces where vehicles would have been?
It's kind of getting difficult to tell. You can't see any tracks. The speeders don't really make a lot of an imprint anyway.
Okay.
You saw a couple of them on before, but there doesn't seem to be anything.
Okay. And I've just remembered, and I keep forgetting to ask about this, Miraluka, see through the Force. Is there anyone living here?
There are a couple of life forms further north from here, so past the shrine, heading out away from the storm.
Do I know roughly how fast they're going? Like rough order of magnitude, are they on speeders? Are they on foot? That sort of thing.
I'm not sure how much you'd get from the Force about speed.
I imagine that I basically see it as if I was seeing through eyes. So.
Yeah. They appear to be on foot.
And you said there was two of them.
Yeah.
Okay, I will call out two of them on foot to the north beyond this structure because the comms channel doesn't seem to be working so well. And then I will head that direction.
Okay. 13th sister, did you want to do anything?
Well, the sandstorm's here. Oh, God, sorry, dropping things off my desk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's starting to, like, stir up the, the dried dust on the ground.
Yeah, sandstorm's here, communications are fucked. Do I get the impression that if I go into that, going into that sandstorm is a very bad idea?
I mean, it's not going to be healthy for anyone to go in there.
Yeah. And an alive Inquisitor can catch more Jedi than a dead Inquisitor, right?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, that's generally how it works. We haven't quite mastered Force ghosts yet. So I'm probably going to express my distaste of going out into that sandstorm and recommend we don't.
Okay. Did you, when you were interrogating the people you captured?
Yeah.
Did you give back the Kyber crystal that you found on one of them, or did you keep it?
Oh God.
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
You definitely showed it to them.
Yeah, but did I give it back?
I don't know. I would have been surprised if you had, because.
I
don't think I did. I know I gave him a message to say he could trust me and under like a glass of water.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I gave the crystal back, no.
So would you have kept that, or would that have gone in like the, you know, the prisoner effects drawer or whatever they have?
I probably would have kept it, which is probably going to go very badly for me now. But I probably wouldn't have put it in their effects just in case it was of value to the Empire.
Okay. Do you want to make a forceful roll?
No, not really. But you're going to make me anyway, aren't you?
Yes, please.
Oh, fuck's sake. Minus one.
So something pings in your, like, force memory, and you reach into your pocket. Do Inquisitors have pockets? I don't know.
Within my robes.
Or your pouch, or however you carry things. And you take out the crystal. When you touch it, you see a vision. The area around you becomes this like lush green world. The like the shrine table, a stone table is there, and there's someone leaning over it.
Okay.
They're not facing you, but they definitely look like they're dressed as a Jedi in Jedi robes.
Okay. Can I call out to them, or is it just a, like, do I know if I say something they'll hear me, is what I'm saying?
No, it's more of just a vision that comes and then goes.
Okay.
And then it kind of fades away, and you're back to like this swirling, like
sandness,
like dust with like a almost black sky.
Okay,
we have some running Inquisitors.
Did I hear what Loka's character shouted?
I'm gonna go with yes.
Do I know which way is north?
I think he said away from the storm.
Okay.
Did you say away from the storm?
I did gesture, because I can just see them.
Okay, but... well, in that case, then, yeah, I will... He said there were two, though, and I only knew about one. So I will start heading in that direction. You said the storm's kind of come up around us?
Yeah, it's just, like, creeping up.
Well, I might make an attempt at being, you know, a little bit stealthy then as I run in that direction. Okay. Mostly because if I attack from stealth, I'm going to fucking destroy them. So I will, rather than just be running along going, I'll go deathly quiet and try and match my footfalls to the sound of the blowing wind.
Okay, I mean, there is a bit of like cover here because you had the shrine, and then slightly north of that, there was like kind of tenty shanty town thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I shall head off in the direction that he said. Do you want me to roll sneaky?
Yeah, you can make a roll.
Well, that's me being sneaky, 4.
Yeah, you have pretty much gone into sneaky mode.
Thanks. Well, I shall sneaky McSneakyton my way in that direction.
Okay. Blooded, are you trying to follow, or?
Well, last I was aware, I was being hauled around and being shoved back into a box.
You're not back in the box.
No, you're being manhandled. You're being manhandled, not boxed.
Okay. You are being carried a bit like a carpet bag there.
Okay. Well, I'm being carried, so it's at this point it's like I'm basically sulking. I'm doing a little dark side fuzzy pout, and I'm letting Loka just carry me wherever.
I mean, shortly you may be projectile.
Okay, that's fine. If we're gonna get rid of the fastball special, then I'll totally be up for that.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a right, I know where they are now. You can force boost, right?
Ballistic Ewok!
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so is that your plan then?
That's my plan.
Okay.
Hop, skip, jump. Suddenly, all of my momentum in the Ewok. Nothing on the Force.
We are nothing if not predictably stupid.
Wow.
Newton ain't got nothing on this guy.
Oh, wow.
Okay, then.
Yeah, this is definitely us playing a game, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If you wanted it to be sane, you shouldn't have given me Force powers.
You shouldn't have let me play an Ewok.
There is that.
Sure, I'll take the blame for them. So before we move on to Ewok pinball, did you want to do anything else, Bubbles?
I want to go and find that table in that shrine that we've just come out on.
Okay, so when you come up the stairs, it's about 10 metres in front of you.
Yeah.
And the table is just kind of a cover for like a little hole.
Okay. I want to, because correct me if I'm wrong, my psychometry can kind of get history of objects and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to kind of use that on the table.
Okay. Do you want to make like an investigating clever roll?
I like clever. I can do clever. Well, hopefully can do clever. Oh, for fuck's sake. One.
Your dice are doing to you what mine are doing to me, I'm guessing.
So the shrine is kind of hidden under this like stone table thing. And there is a, or what used to be, a lightsaber hilt in there.
Okay.
It's all a bit like tarnished and it's got things growing on it now, but it's definitely used to be someone's lightsaber.
Can I remove it?
Yeah, you can pick it up. Yeah, it's got a few bits of like mossy stuff growing on it, but it's not holding it down or anything.
Okay. Will it turn on?
If you push the button on the side, nothing happens.
Okay. If I bring the crystal that I've got closer to the lightsaber, does that do anything?
There's a faint like hum. So when a Jedi makes their lightsabers, they have to find their crystal, and their crystal like sings to them through the Force. There is a slight hum, but it's not like the song you heard when you did yours.
Yeah.
So it could be that there was some connection, but you're not sure. It could just be that like the wind of the storm, which is still coming towards you.
Okay. Can I try and put the crystal back in the lightsaber?
You can, yeah.
And then try and turn it on, see if that does anything.
Yeah, I mean, when you pick it up, you do get, it's not really like a full like picture, but there is like, you get like a vague feeling more than a picture of a Jedi standing in front of this shrine. They seem to be surrounded by, well, you probably think clones in their white armor. It has a similar feeling to the image that you saw when you touched the crystal before.
Yeah.
But you don't get much more than that.
Okay. Is there anything else in the room that might give me some kind of clue as to who it might belong to?
I mean, there would be records of, you know, which Jedi had what kind of hilt, et cetera, in the archives. But there's nothing obvious just looking at it here.
Okay. Is the table just a table? It's got no engravings or anything like that on it?
There's no like proper markings. There's a few bits of like graffiti and stuff.
Yeah.
In a couple of different languages, and it's basically kind of saying like down with the Empire and, you know, we love the Jedi kind of things. Okay. Nothing very
prominent.
No.
Okay. Well, there's probably not an awful lot I can do now, so I'm just going to have to camp out the storm.
So are you staying put, or are you heading off after your brothers?
I'm going to have to see if I can try and catch up with them, aren't I?
Well, I'm sure you could make up some excuse for not being able to find where they are.
Yeah, I can blag I heard a noise or something.
Whoa.
Yeah, go on then. I'll see if I can catch up to them.
Me and the Ewok aren't even aware she's there yet.
Yeah, there's that.
There is that.
We're kind of busy killing things.
Killing stuff. Right, well, on that note,
kill stuff.
We will head back to the Ewok and the 19th brother.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be entertaining.
So the stealthy one of the two,
uh-huh.
Visibility is getting more difficult.
Right.
But, I mean, you can still, at the moment, you can still see, like, it's just kind of swirling up on the ground, uh-huh. near the ground. Are you heading anywhere specific?
Well, I just got a direction from the 17th brother, so I'm heading in that direction. Obviously, if I spot anybody, any movement out there, I'll start angling towards that. But he said they were going this way, so I'm going to go this way pretty quickly, because obviously the Force is telling me that they're not allowed to escape, so I better go find them and horribly murder them. So that's pretty much what I'm going to have to do. So I'm heading the direction that he pointed.
Okay, you carry on running then.
Yeah, pretty much.
What is happening with the other two? What are you...
I would like to use the Force to transfer all of my forward momentum into the Ewok and launch him at a suitable ballistic angle towards the escapees, shall we say.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to give him much warning about this, but then he's salivating to get at them anyway, so I doubt he's going to complain.
Yep.
Right. I want you both to make a roll.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with quick for you, Loka.
Oh, okay.
Blooded. You can either go for clever or quick to see how well you pick up what is happening and
control your descent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure he's done this to me before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You got a small furry murder Boom machine.
Projectile?
Of course you're going to throw it at people. Why wouldn't you? But yeah, I'll use quick because that is my top stat, so...
Okay.
Da, da, da. And that is a total of 2.
So...
Okay.
I get a +2 on the dice, and I have a quick of 1. So that's 3. Oh no, I only get that to careful. Damn. I don't think I've got anything really taggable either. Oh well, 3 it will have to be.
Okay. Well, you've had a pretty decent run-up, so you released the Ewok, and it's not a bad release, to be honest. And he goes, like, spinning off. Are you going to follow up?
I will have to pick my speed back up, but yes.
Okay. The flying Ewok. Do you want to make another roll for not landing as such, but kind of getting up and carrying on? If you see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Can I also do that as quick?
Yep, you can use quick for that one.
Okay. That one is also a 2.
Okay, you think you're pretty much facing the same way that you were thrown. Although it's a bit disorientating now that the dust is filling the air. You can't see anyone up ahead at the moment. Are you just going to carry on going in a...
I'll charge straight ahead in the direction I'm facing.
Okay.
There's got to be someone there out there I can murder.
There will be at some point. Keep running in one in a straight line. Right, where have we got to? Mordrugan, do you want to make a roll to see if you see anyone?
Yeah. What's that, though? I'm not being careful. I can't think of a way of looking for people forcefully. Quick?
Quick, yeah. Yeah, let's go quick.
Ooh, 5.
Okay. So you've kind of got into an area where there's a few tents and things.
Mm-hmm.
Over to the left, it's a bit out of where, like behind the tents, but you think there's something happening over there?
Okay, I shift direction and head in that direction immediately. I don't think I've got the wherewithal to tell the others that's what I'm doing. So if they don't notice, they don't notice. And I am being stealthy, so they probably wouldn't. So yeah, I just change angle and head in that direction. Unfortunately, the force is driving, so yeah.
Okay, if we go back to... Bubbles, were you...
I was attempting to catch up.
Okay, you can kind of see the 12th brother in front of you. Are you going to, like, catch up to them, or do you want to hang back and see what happens, or are you going to...
Can I see the guy they're chasing?
Not at the moment, no.
Okay, then I will probably attempt to catch up with them.
Okay, 12th brother... Are you following the Ewok?
I'm, because I can still see them, so I'm just following what I can see.
Okay.
If I notice the time coming up on either of the other two, and they're off course, I might ignite my saber and use it as a very bright pointing stick towards them. Because it's just like, they're over there. They're over there. You can't see me, but you can see the red glowy thing.
Oh, dear.
Well, if we've been a team before, I almost certainly know how you get in frenzy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be a case of that way, that way, that way.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Okay. Yeah. The 12th brother is waving a lightsaber in your direction, or rather not in your direction.
Hmm?
That way.
Can I hear him?
It's very faint, but his lightsaber is pointing a bit further over, like, the other side of some tents that you're going past.
I will go in that direction, then.
I'm basically making the aircraft directing motion with a lightsaber. Over there!
Wow.
Over there! Need to get me a small one.
We need lightsaber.
A saber knife.
Great for making toast.
Yeah.
Comes pre-toasted. Wonderful. I love it.
Okay. Mordrugan.
Yes.
As you run towards this...
Ooh, excuse me. Something's falling off the shelf. Go on.
Oh, as you're running towards this, well, where you saw some movement,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a little... storage area.
Uh-huh.
It's not part of the main kind of camp that they had.
Radio.
But there's definitely someone like moving about in there.
Okay, well, I'm going to prepare my brain and then I'm going to jump out on them. And assuming they seem to be a combatant, I'm going to fill their brain with images of Kamasi being exploded when the Jedi didn't bother to turn up and help.
Okay.
Basically, it's a stunt attack with forceful. So if I attack from stealth, then I get +2 because I just basically overwhelm their brain with memories of the destruction of my homeworld.
Okay. Do you need to make a roll for that?
Yes, I was waiting to see if they did seem like they were combatants, because I said I'd jump out on them, and if they look like combatants, I'll do that. Do they look like combatants?
From what you can see, that it's a guy, he appears to be scrabbling for a weapon.
Oh, right. In which case, yes, he does indeed look like a combatant, so I will indeed try and explode him. Total of 4.
Okay. He manages to, like, raise a pair of pistols.
Right.
Up in your direction.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he gives the rather loud kind of scream.
Yeah.
And he was kind of, like, kneeling up, but he kind of sinks back down onto his haunches again.
Mm-hmm.
And is kind of clawing at his face.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else here? Because I could have sworn that the brother said there was 2.
You can't see anyone at this little, like, storage unit.
Hmm. Okay. That guy's dealt with, so...
He doesn't look like he's going to be doing much else today.
No. Right. Well, I suspect I will wait for the Ewok to happen to the other one then now.
Okay, as you're heading along, you can see, like, the 19th brother. So you head towards him, I'm assuming?
Hmm? So is that
was me?
Sorry, flooded, yeah. Are you heading towards... So obviously the 12th brother has corrected your course.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But as you get closer, you can see the 19th brother kind of over to the left.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure I wasn't being directed towards him. So this is confusing. Where's the people I'm supposed to murder?
I'm not there yet, so I can't tell you.
I'm just looking around for any trace of who on earth I am supposed to be killing.
I mean, there's a guy sobbing on the ground, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a guy sobbing on the ground.
Oh, okay. I'm going to fucking kill him then.
Fair enough.
Okay.
I was going to charge up as fast as I can and just start slashing.
Okay, he doesn't resist because he's too busy,
you know,
trying to claw his, you know, brains out of his face.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hard.
19th brother, do you do anything?
It depends. Has the force changed its directive yet?
No, it hasn't.
In which case, I'd start looking for the last target that I know about.
Okay, it must be further on. You're getting towards the, like, the end of the, like, shanty town outskirts now. You've kind of gone round the side.
Mm-hmm.
But he could have made it to, like, the other side.
That would put him out in the open, though, surely. So if I head over to the outskirts and look out, do I see him?
You see something that could be a person. It is heading to what looks like, I don't know, it's probably like a pointy, like one pointy rock sticking out of the ground.
Okay, well... If the final target that the Force wants me to absolutely 100% murder is heading towards the pointy rock, I am also heading towards the pointy rock at best speed. But I'm kind of hoping I get there before the storm turns up and absolutely fucking murders me.
Mm-hmm. You think you've got... You are kind of keeping ahead of the worst of it.
That's
good. But you think you've got... Maybe 5 minutes or so.
Okay, well, I'm going to head over to that rock and then hope, basically.
Okay. Let's go back to the 13th sister and the 12th brother. You're behind the other two who are rampaging to find anything to kill.
Is that literally all they're doing? They've got no kind of general... direction. They're just like, there's some kind of settlement over there. Let's see if we can murder something.
There's some movement. Quick, go kill it. Woo!
I mean, I'm still heading towards it, waving my saber in that direction. So,
yeah,
I'm assuming there's one less target now that I can
see.
There
is one. There is one less target now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, definitely heading for the other one.
You see, the force is just telling me murder, 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 murder. Murder, murder, murder. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm not really getting a choice, so...
I mean, let's be honest. You've probably done this on mission before.
Yeah.
So it's like, everyone's like, okay, now we put the special hats on. He knows that we're not targets. It'll calm down eventually.
Okay, so is everyone heading in towards the last guy now?
I certainly am. You?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the storm is getting worse. The dust is kind of, well, for most people of the group, it's waist height.
Right.
The Ewok has got a bit less visibility now.
Okay.
Oh dear. And it is starting to close in.
That's a shame. He gets less discriminant when he has less visibility.
Well, could everyone please make a quick check?
Oh, goody.
Zero.
One.
Five.
Zero.
Jesus Christ.
The Ewok that is surrounded by dust in the air manages to spot something that no one else does. There appears to be a ship incoming. It's an old Clone Wars new class attack shuttle that's been repainted to be like yellow and brown. And it's heading in the direction of, well, the direction you're going towards the kind of pointy outcroppy rock thing.
They're trying to take my kill away. I will start charging forward to try and kill that person before that shuttle can get to him.
Are you pointing out the shuttle?
I don't think the rest of us spotted it. My lightsaber in the sky and making a demented screeching sound. And then I will start charging towards the last remaining guy.
Scott, he will work to... Oh.
I mean, that screeching could mean anything.
That's why I did mention also the point of it with my lightsaber.
I'm assuming I see some more people now.
There are some more people, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you do all eventually spot the shuttle coming in.
Okay.
Whoever's piloting it must be
nuts,
very skilled, or very crazy,
or both. They could or be both.
Both is good. Seeing this and possibly being the only person who's not going blood crazy at the moment, I would like to rip one of its engines off, if at all possible.
Right. Okay.
Well, we can't have it getting away.
Right, how are you going to attempt to do this?
I would like to say that I'm trying to carefully remove just the engine. I kind of just want to be left trying to pull the engine, not the whole thing. And that should be enough to make it crash rather than land. So if I can make that case for careful, it's slightly better than forceful, which is my other option.
Okay. Do you want to give it a go?
And that's a total of three. No, I haven't declared it a target, so I can't use that stunt. Nope, okay.
So, total of three?
Yep, I think so. Because I have a stunt here that's I've got written down as when hunting a target, I get a +2 bonus to careful. But I can't remember if that's target with a lower or a uppercase T.
I suspect an upper.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I don't get that stunts +2, so it's just my careful of 2 and +1 from the dice.
Okay, the shuttle seems to like sway from side to side a bit, but you can't see that it's not coming down.
Damn.
Mordigan, I think you're still at the front.
Mm-hmm.
As you're getting closer...
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the guy has stopped running.
Right. Okay, that's good.
But he has turned round and he's going to shoot you.
That's fine.
That would be... Let's check this. That would be a 4.
I will attempt to dodge out of the way with quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. So I would normally take 3 shifts of damage. However, the I can't feel it stunt kicks in. Once per game session, I ignore 1 hit because I just plain don't feel it because I'm so fucking cross. So I don't feel it. I'm really cross. Which is probably for the best, because I think I'm running on you've got a 2 box and that's about it. Oh no, I've got a 2 and a 3 box. So yeah. Yeah. He absolutely shoots me. I keep coming.
Mm-hmm. Blooded.
Mm-hmm. So the dude's just been shot?
No, he turned around and shot me.
Oh, he turned around and shot you, right. Sorry, yes, that confused me for a second there. Sorry, I'm tired. My brain is drifting.
Yeah.
Right, yes. Okay. Well, while he's turning around and shooting, I'm going to catch up and stab him.
Okay.
Aha, quickly, quickly, yes, yes. Wait, no, that's Skaven, not Ewoks. that's a total of 4.
Okay. He does try and dodge out the way, but fails on that. So he tries to like duck underneath your lunge, so to speak, and fails, so you knock him to the ground.
I mean, fair, if he's trying to duck underneath an Ewok's lunge, he's I don't know what he's thinking tactically.
He's a limbo master.
Well, fuck him, he's gonna be dead in a second.
12th brother, are you doing anything?
I mean, I want to try and do something to the shuttle to prevent it from going anywhere, except, you know, down faster permanently. I'm struggling to think what else I could try and do. I think I know the class of shuttle you're talking about.
It looks like a Y-shaped thing with a TIE fighter front, basically.
Yeah, okay. Is it close enough that I can see any of the people in it?
Not really from here, no.
Okay. In which case, I'm going to focus on getting closer.
Okay.
Because people are lighter and easier to manipulate than gigantic shuttles.
Mm-hmm. Bubbles, are you doing anything?
So the shuttle's still moving. Like, we haven't managed to damage the shuttle at all. That's okay.
No, it's okay at the minute. It's trying to... It keeps, like, dinking in the wind, and it looks like it's trying to attempt to land.
Okay. I feel like it landing would be a very bad idea.
I mean, we've caught up with the dude they're supposed to be picking up, and he's probably going to die very soon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Can they not tell this guy? They're better off getting off without him.
I mean, they should be able to see there's at least 2 lightsabers down there.
Yeah.
And they're red. I mean, in fact, they can see there's 4 lightsabers down there, and they're red. It's just they're connected to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but I feel like my best option is to kill the guy remaining.
Okay, do you want to have a go then?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
Remind me what I roll for, because I can't remember the last time I rolled an attack for this.
I don't think you have you?
I don't think I ever have, to be honest with you.
I mean, are you trying to be clinical in finishing off, you know, killing him as quickly as possible?
Yeah.
You could either go for forceful or careful then.
I'm going to go with careful because I have more points than that.
Yeah, that's fair.
4! The one bloody decent roll I roll is fucking killing someone. Great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you do. Well, the guy's distracted by, like, flying Ewoks and
flying
lightsabers
Ewoks
and everything that's going on in his face.
People who don't die when you shoot them square in the chest.
Yeah, I mean, what's that about? He kind of looks up at you, and you just push your lightsaber through his chest, and he falls to the ground.
I'm just hoping that now there's no one there to save, they'll then fly off.
So, is anyone doing anything else before we find out?
How low is that shuttle?
It's about... It's not quite directly above you, but it's probably about 20 metres away, maybe?
Hmm. Well, in that case, I growl at it ineffectually. There's no way I'm getting 20 metres into the air.
Okay. Is anyone else attempting anything?
I don't think I can jump high enough to get the entire thing, so...
I mean, 20 meters. Can I see them well enough to just yank the pilot out of the control chair?
Not really. Because the shuttle's kind of hovering, and you've got the storm, it's not particularly clear at the minute.
Okay.
It's stirring up the dust quite a bit more.
I mean, if the only thing I can see is the shuttle, I'm going to try and yank it down. The dice are going to hate me, but I'm going to try. And that's probably forceful. That's a total of one.
You lightly jiggle him.
I mean, there is a bit of a jiggle, but that could have been the storm. You're not entirely sure. Something does happen after you do that, though. The shuttle, like, the cockpit turns slightly, and the front ramp that's underneath descends slowly.
Oh, for fuck's sake! These guys are idiots!
And there's a guy standing on the little platform.
Uh-huh.
And as it moves off, it's starting to move off, but it's, like, facing you.
Uh-huh.
And you just see this guy, and he looks like he's an orange Twi'lek, so he's got two, like, head tails that are flapping in the wind.
Uh-huh.
And you just, as you watch the shuttle, he's standing there, and he ignites these two green lightsabers.
Nice.
Okay.
I am absolutely trying to steal those.
And then the ramp goes up again, and the shuttle starts to fly off.
I'm glad they weren't idiots.
And that's where we're going to leave it.
Would you like me to do the thing?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. You can talk to us at thecultoftandice.net, thecultoftandice@gmail.com, and @cultoftandice on the Twitters. You can also talk to me @Mordrigan. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.